I'll tell you, we serve one wonderful God. That wonderful doesn't even touch it. He is great. I don't know why he loves me. I'm so glad he does, but it was, well, tonight, I didn't know I was preaching until just a few minutes ago. I think the pastor thought he was in New York or something when I talked to him, and because he had things all messed up. Anyway, I'm grateful tonight to be saved by the grace of God. Amen. Grateful to be here and the Lord, and may he be glorified. Well, let's pray and ask the Lord to take charge of the service. Father, thank you, Lord, for your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you for all you do for us, through us, and in us. Lord, pray you show yourself mighty tonight. Lord, that your words would come forth from my mouth. Lord, that you'd be in control totally. Lord, help us, Lord, to glorify you, to praise you, to honor you, to thank you. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for all that's saved. And Father, if there's one among us that's lost or having trouble, Father, I pray, dear God, you'd break their heart tonight and show them. Lord, we love you. Thank you, dear God, for all you do. Bless now, and we'll praise you for all you accomplish. In Jesus' name we do ask. Amen. Amen. Again, you're going to be thankful when the pastor comes back. But anyway, what I preach in the prison or the veterans' home, I'll preach in church. And tonight, this one I preached at the veterans' home last Sunday. Separate. Genesis 13:14 said, "And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, eastward and westward." In Leviticus 15:31, "Thus shall ye separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they might not die, that they die not in their uncleanness, when they defile my tabernacle that is among them." I'm thankful today that the Lord is Lord eternally. We're saved by the grace of God. We're served. We're saved. And we'll never see death. We'll lay this house down one day, but we have a new body. Thank God for his promises. His promises are true. 1 Kings 8:53, "For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou speakest by the hand of Moses, thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God." The Lord does marvelous things. We sometimes can't understand it. Sometimes we need a bat upside the head, and sometimes we need a boot on the rear to get us straightened out. Amen? But thank God he knows what to do and he knows how to do it. Amen. He knows how to get our attention when there's need. But we need to listen to the Lord. Let him direct our steps in all that we do. I know sometimes we hear all this junk going around today. Songs that's supposed to be gospel songs, and they're not. They're entertainment for somebody, somewhere, the devil probably. But we need to be, just commit ourselves totally to the Lord in everything we do. Be sincere in everything. Our prayer, our church, everything is sincere, because we need to do that. Ezekiel 10:11, Now, therefore, make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from strange wives. The Lord laid down the law for us. Amen. Some say we're not saved to walk in the law, but we're to keep the law. Amen. We're to abide in Christ in all things. Be obedient to the Spirit of God. Do as he commands us. I was just looking out around. We'd be few here tonight compared to what was in this church some years ago. Amen. I remember when there was a lot of folks here. But I'm going to tell you something. That falling away has taken place. We're in Romans 1. We need to do everything we can to be obedient to the Spirit and the person of God when we're dealing with other folks. Those that are lost need to see Christ in us. They need to see that we're different, that we're not the same as the world is. The Lord said, many are called, few are chosen. You know, the Lord didn't choose the Lord, but the Lord chose me. He told me I was lost on my way to hell. When the preacher preached, it just liked to kill me. It hurt so bad. My wife got up and went to the altar, and she got saved before I did. She got and went to the altar, and I found myself in the altar crying, Lord, save me, forgive me. All my excuses and all that had disappeared. I had nowhere to go except to the Lord. I'm so thankful that God loves even me. Ezekiel 42:20. He measured it by the four sides. It had a wall round about 500 reeds long and 500 broad to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane. This is the house of God. We ought to respect it as such. Amen. That it be. Hey, I'll tell you what. I've been in a lot of churches over the years. 60-something years, 30 years with prison ministry and that, and then others. There's not a church anywhere better than this one. Amen. There's some as good, but there's none better. I brag on this church every time I get a chance. Folks, the Spirit of God here is sweet. You go to the veterans' home. The Spirit there is always sweet. It's never aggravated. Amen. We need to keep it that way. Yielded unto the Spirit of God in peace and joy, long suffering. Ezekiel 43:1. As we brought me to the gate, even to the gate that looketh toward the east. And 43:2. And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not bragging on me, but on this church, it shines with the glory of God. Amen. It just thrills me that the Lord let me be a member here. We came here in 01. I was just saying about you and your daughter. I remember her as a little girl. Amen. Been here 25 years. I'm thankful that the Lord sent me here. We were all manner of places. Arizona, Georgia, Tennessee. Twyla and I lived in a motor home for 22 years. We traveled all over the country. But I'm thankful that God has always taken care. I don't care how bad things looked, the Lord always made it shine. He's taken care of it. Luke 6:22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. If you're saved by the grace of God and you're living it, the world's going to hate you. Amen? But we ought to love them and do our dead level best to see them saved. I've told some of you before, I'd love to say with John, even so come, Lord Jesus. But when I think about all the lost out there on their way to a devil's hell, I don't want to see anybody go to hell. I want to see them saved and know they're saved. Have the peace of God in their heart. How can you tell somebody about the peace of God in their heart? The only way is for them to get saved and they'll know what it is. You can't explain it to them. You can't show them. But you can live before them in such a way that they take that. Second Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. We've been saved by the grace of God. Let's keep it that way. Amen. I don't think you can be lost, but you can be a dishonoring knucklehead. Amen. I wasn't talking about these kids. They are knuckleheads, but love every one of them. Oh my goodness. I had all girls. My sister had all boys. My girls, all hard workers. They love me. And my sister's boys are something else. Thank God that the Lord is real. He takes care of his people. Sometimes it looks like it's awful dim. The hard, it's just almost you can't see your way. But then the Lord comes on the scene and everything gets better. He's always taking care of everything. Come out from among them, be ye separate. Then he said, put off. Ephesians 4:22, that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Colossians 3:8, but now he also put off these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. 3:9, lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deed. You live, and you can say, I'm a child of God. I've heard that time and time again. But there was nothing in their life that showed me they were saved. But they were just mouthing and didn't know what they were talking about. When you're a child of God, you want God to be glorified. You want him to be lifted up and praised before all. Amen. God deserves all our praise that we can muster. We still can't come close to what he deserves. Amen. We come short. And then put on Romans 13:12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let therefore Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil has no power over the ones that are saved. He just gives them trouble. But if we'll trust the Lord will make a way. And things will be better. But we need to give God the glory for everything. I don't care how small it is or how great it is. Give God the glory for it. For He takes care of us. Amen. All that we have. First Corinthians 15:53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality. 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Today we have the victory. It's there for whoever wants it. The Lord has said, come unto me and I'll give you that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. We rest in our heart, we can gain strength in the body. Amen. When our heart is at peace with God, we have all the strength we need. Amen. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. The Lord said, if you walk with me, I'll walk with you. I will take care of you. Amen. And He does. I don't understand sometimes how He could love me. But I'm so glad He does. Ephesians 4:24. And then you put on the new man, after which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Put on a new man. Be sincere about your walk with the Lord. Give Him glory, honor, and praise. Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. God loves us. Let's do everything we can to show others we love Him. To walk in this cruel world that we live, when everybody thinks they're doing a great thing. Hey, the only great thing I've done was got saved. Amen. The Lord does all the rest. But Lord, let's do God's will for our life. We know in our heart what it is. Let's do God's will, what's in our heart, and give Him the glory, and do it with a full heart, with all the energy we have. And then we can say to others, God is my witness. He's my Savior, my hope, my strength, my help. He's my friend. He's everything to me. Yes. I don't need anything else. He is Lord and Master. And I praise Him today. I would to God that everybody on this earth love the Lord. That everybody would see the need of being saved by the grace of God. But today, people have succumbed to religion. Religion will send you to hell. Yeah. But true salvation, trusting the Lord with all your heart, asking Him to save you and forgive you, that is life. Amen. We can have life. We can have it more abundantly. We can do all before God. We can praise Him, for He does all the work. I don't know how to do anything, but the Lord does it. If I just get out of the way and let Him have it, He'll do it. And tonight, I'm so thankful. I didn't know I was preaching until just a few minutes before service. I think the pastor thought he was in New York or something when he talked to me on the phone, because it was sure nothing mentioned about tonight. Next Wednesday was when it was mentioned. But anyway, I'm thankful, grateful that the Lord loves me. Amen. And He loves you. Yes. And wants you to have the best that you can have. Amen. Amen. The peace and the joy that He gives. Is He going to make us all rich? I don't think so. But He will supply the need if we'll honor Him. Amen. He will supply the need. We need to live before others that we might see our relatives, strangers, all folks around might see them saved. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful to see the church full again like it was years ago? It's great. When I came here, I don't know how many we had, probably 120, 130, every service. But today, people have found a better way. They don't want to come to church. They'd rather fall for religion. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Let's give God the glory, honor, and praise for saving us. Let others see that peace and joy. Amen. I'm so thankful the Lord uses me. I don't know why. I asked Him when He called me to preach, "Lord, have you lost your mind?" He said, "No." And my heart said, "But you can win some, others can't." And then He sent me to jails and prison for about 30 years. Still out there every once in a while. But the ministry at the prison has gotten so rotten that you can't get anything done. Haven't had a chaplain since Robert Newton left. That's been, seemed like 12, 15 years ago. But I'll tell you, no chaplain out there. Can't get anything done, so I don't go out there and sit and talk to them. The chaplain, the fellow taking the money for being a chaplain, that's all he's doing. But when you see what's happened out there, it breaks your heart. We had a choir, we had everything was just great. But now there's nothing. So I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, you see what's happening at the prison. Can't get anything done. If you open another door, I'll do my best to walk through it." It wasn't 30 minutes, an hour later, Harold Taylor, some of you know him, he's been here, called me from the veterans home, said, "Brother Wade, come up and preach to us." I've been up there now 2.5 years, I believe it is. Every Sunday morning. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for the opportunity. Amen. Pray you'd have your will and way, Lord, in everything. Amen.